I agree with you there. And all I'm saying that if the situation arose again, then a flashback comes back in.
And the things that you're going to see throughout the scripture, many people, they said something, and because of what they said, they could not, you know, become what Yahweh want them to become.
Y vamos a ver a través de las escrituras que muchas veces personas dijeron ciertas cosas y por causa de lo que dijeron no pudieron lograr ser lo que estaban supuestos a ser.
So that's why I said, if you have to speak about someone, you have always to speak words to edify that person.
Entonces es lo que dije, si uno tiene que hablar de alguien, tenemos que hablar palabras que edifiquen a esa persona.
Because we all know that we all subject to do wrong, to sin, to do mistakes. So why criticize instead of, you know, blessing them?
Porque todos sabemos que todos somos propensos a hacer errores, a fallar. Entonces, ¿por qué criticar y rebajar en vez de enaltecer a la persona?
We can rebuke, yes, because when you rebuke, what you're doing? You edify that person.
Podemos reprender, sí, porque al reprender estamos edificando a la persona.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, all these blessings that I just said to you, it's written there. It just, I just make it to be, you know, separated. Okay?
Todas estas brakot que les dije están escritas ahí, lo pueden confirmar. Yo simplemente hice una lista separada.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Rabbi, give us an example of rebuking to edification versus
Rabino, ¿nos puede dar un ejemplo de reprensión?
Judging them. Because people get that confused a lot. You know, they say, don't say that because you're
Wow, we just had a live example.
Acabamos de tener un ejemplo en vivo.
With Lino.
Con Lino.
When he showed up with earring in his nose.
Cuando llegó con una...
Oh, no, nose, the brown eyebrow.
Cuando llegó con un una arete en su ceja.
I think when it says judge, it means like you're going to get cast into a lake of fire. That's for Yahweh to decide. Or you're going to be with Yahweh. But it says all scripture is given for edification, for teaching, for rebuking. So how are you going to teach somebody something if you don't, you know... Teaching with scripture?
Yes.
Cuando habla de juicio, eso se refiere a te vas a ir al infierno o sea, vas a ser echado al lago de fuego o no. Pero cuando habla de reprender, dice que la escritura está escrita para edificación, para enseñanza. Y uno tiene que usar la escritura para reprender.
And, yes, ma'am.
I was just going to say, judging. With us judging.
Yo iba a decir que el juzgar con nosotros
condemnation.
Es como una condenación.
And condemnation is not of Yahweh.
Y la condenación no es de Yahweh.
But discipline through the word.
Pero que la corrección a través de la palabra
would be edifying.
Es lo edificar y levantar.
And from Yahweh.
Y de Yahweh.
With love.
Con ahava.
If Yahweh saw something wrong with that person,
así que si Yahweh vio algo erróneo con una persona,
he would convict him.
Ellos le daría la culpa.
For example, whenever your children they do something wrong,
ejemplo,
they know they did it wrong.
Cuando sus hijos hacen algo equivocado, ellos saben que hicieron algo mal.
When you come and rebuke them,
cuando usted viene y los reprende,
they know why they are being rebuked.
Ellos saben por qué están siendo reprendidos.
And they know they need that.
Y saben que lo necesitan.
So they can grow up.
Para que puedan crecer.
And stop doing that.
Y puedan dejar de hacer eso.
But of course, when we are rebuked, our first reaction is to get upset, you know. Oh, why? No, it's not fair.
Pero por supuesto, cuando reprendemos, nos enojamos y ellos dicen por qué no es justo, correcto.
Because that's the human nature.
Porque eso es lo normal del humano.
Always, oh, it's not fair.
No es un juicio correcto.
Can I interject something? I think that we have to be real careful.
Creo que tenemos que tener cuidado.
When we give opinions.
Cuando damos opiniones.
And it turns into gossip.
Y se convierte
and
en chisme.
That type thing. And I do agree that it needs to line up with the word.
Y estoy de acuerdo que tiene que alinearse con la palabra de Yahweh.
That person also needs to be in authority.
Pero esa persona igual necesita estar en
in
autoridad
order to rebuke.
Para poder reprender.
I'm not sure
no estoy
that
cierto.
Someone that doesn't have authority
que si alguien que no tiene autoridad,
should rebuke anybody.
Debe de reprender a cualquier
I
persona.
Think that they should go to a leader,
creo que debe ir a un leader
and maybe say something, you know, how do I handle this,
y posiblemente
or, you know,
decir,
what should be done about this, or what have you.
Tratar esto,
and
¿qué debo de hacer?
Also, I think Yahweh shows us things
igual que
about
Yahweh
other
nos enseña cosas de otras personas
so that we can pray about
para
them.
Que podamos
and
orar
that,
por
that it's not any form of utterance at all from
no
anybody,
ninguna,
but that just
decir.
You're supposed to pray.
Si
and as you pray and you
orando.
See that person change, you're going to see Yahweh's hand in it, and He's going to correct that.
Y al orar
that
y ver que esa persona cambia, usted va a ver la mano de Yahweh ahí.
Not being a parent and seeing children a lot of times that are doing something wrong, so to speak.
No siendo un ábaco, pero veo a veces a niños hacer algo mal.
Or unless it's just totally chaos.
No sea que estén en peligro
I try not to say anything
estén
because they're not my measure of rule.
Haciendo
not
algo
my
malo.
Children.
Yo trato de no
they're
decir
parents,
nada, no son mis hijos,
know.
Ellos
now,
son sus progenitores.
You know, an example, what I'm trying to say is, you know, going like to the parent and saying, you know, yada, whatever, you know,
agua,
and that's
decir,
their
esto
place.
Esto.
And so I think a lot of times that we need to really rely on the leadership
y muchas veces tenemos que confiar en el liderazgo.
Before there's any kind of rebuke.
Yeah.
Para que haya una reprensión.
And that's why I was asking about examples, because I think sometimes we rebuke. We don't really understand what rebuking means to another person, or even to what we're supposed to do, because if our lives aren't lined up right, and you try to go rebuke somebody else, and your life's not reflecting Yahweh's peace and love in your own life, then how are your kids going to listen to that? How are they mm-hmm. going to listen to it? Mm-hmm. Then it becomes like you're criticizing them and you're condemning them. They don't accept it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can break someone's spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wanted to say also, along with that, what you were saying as one of the leaders, I strongly agree with that, because, like myself, for instance, I've been in the Word for 30 years.
Yo quisiera agregar algo a eso, en acuerdo con eso de la reprensión a través de los líderes, porque yo he estado en la palabra por ya 30 años.
Y, oops, I almost threw me in Spanish. And I thought, I really, really thought.
Y yo creía
that I knew
que yo sabía algo.
I do know a little bit.
Yo sí sé un poquito.
I don't need everything I need to know. So I'm being restored.
Yo estoy siendo restaurada.
A year ago, if someone came to me and said, you're a baby in Christ.
Si alguien me dijera, usted es una bebé en Mashiach.
I would have looked at them and I thought, what?
Yo les hubiera visto y hubiera
but
dicho, ¿qué? Pero sí lo soy.
But I am, because I am being restored.
Porque estoy siendo restaurada.
He's teaching me,
Él me está enseñando, me está enseñando
right
la realidad,
way.
La forma correcta.
So therefore, for someone else who's a baby, maybe
así
just
por
a little
tanto,
bit older
para alguien
than
más
me,
que es un bebé, posiblemente un poquito más
or possibly younger,
mayor que yo, posiblemente menor,
come and discipline me. I'll say it, I'm saying this as an example.
Para que venga a
happened,
corregirme.
But it would hinder me,
me
to receive more. And we may be giving each other wrong information.
Me impediría recibir más.
I did witness that in my own home. Mm-hmm.
Y me impediría el dar testimonio a otras personas.
You can hurt each other.
Y se pueden lastimar el uno al otro, mm-hmm. sí.
I agree it should always be a leader, because
así que estoy de acuerdo que debe
children,
de ser un líder.
Cause confusion. And,
porque como
and we
niños
always
podemos causarnos confusión.
And
siempre queremos saber
think,
más.
We always want to think we know more.
Y siempre queremos and creer que sabemos más.
I just praise Yahweh that he's reminded me, you really don't know anything.
Así que le doy toda rabá a Yahweh porque yes. él me ha recordado que yo en realidad no sé mucho.
So, you know, the rebuke we are talking about was Isaac rebuking Esav, and parents rebuke their own children.
Así que la reprensión de la que estamos hablando es de la reprensión de Yitzhak hacia Esaú.
Then we come up to another topic, that you know, the leader rebuking, you know, the congregation.
De ver un aba reprendiendo a un hijo, pero luego nos fuimos a otro tema de un líder reprendiendo a la congregación.
And of course, you know, if you are in the congregation, I don't want nobody to be rebuking you, because that's my, you know, my duty, it's not yours.
Y por supuesto, si usted está aquí en la congregación, no quiero que alguien más esté reprendiéndolo a usted, porque no es su trabajo, sino el mío.
But I want you to know that rebuke sounds too heavy, you know.
Pero quiero que sepan que reprensión aparece ser algo pesado.
And in truth, it's not heavy.
Y en realidad no es algo fuerte.
Remember, the one who rebukes, he loves, he cares for that person.
Acuérdense, okay? Aquel que reprende aprecia a esa persona, le importa
and
a la persona.
Of course, if you're outside there.
Y por supuesto, si uno está allá afuera.
And you see somebody that you know from here doing something wrong.
Y vemos a alguien que conocemos de aquí haciendo algo equivocado.
Are you going to call me?
¿Va usted
oh,
a
I found Lino, he's doing this and this and this.
Oh,
can you call him and rebuke him?
Está haciendo esto, esto y esto. ¿Lo puede usted llamar para reprenderlo?
No, imagine if Ruben find Lino, you know, doing something, go to him and say, hey, Lino, what you doing, you know? That's not right.
Imagínense, si el señor Rubén ve a Lino haciendo algo, él tiene que ir a Lino y reprenderlo.
If he doesn't listen to you, then yes, you have to come to me.
Si él no lo escucha a usted, entonces sí, tiene que venir conmigo.
But do you understand what I mean?
Pero entienden lo que digo.
It's right there. You can wait for me. You have to do it right there.
Si está ahí, puede esperarme a mí. No tiene que esperarme a mí.
It's not that you are using authority over him.
No es que usted esté usando la autoridad sobre él.
It's more like gently, pulling him back.
Exactly. Yes. It's like if I see my brother doing something wrong, I'll come to him. I don't have authority over my brother, but because he's my brother, I'll help him.
Es como si yo estuviera viendo a mi aj haciendo algo equivocado. Yo sí le diría algo, pero porque es mi aj.
Y no
es porque él esté haciendo algo equivocado, sino
well, it's
no
discipline. You know, it's a discipline and.
Y es una corrección.
Didn't the scripture say exhort one another, like in the Brit Hadashah?
Exhort one another.
Mm-hmm. En las escrituras dice exhortense el uno al otro.
Just keep them accountability where it should be. Mm-hmm. Because if you see somebody doing something wrong, and if you don't bring it to their attention, you're not making them accountable for their actions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their blood is upon your hand.
Mm-hmm. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Let's keep on going. Chapter 29.
Sigamos al capítulo 29 de Bereshit.
Well, let me talk a little bit of the love story of Yaakov.
Déjenme hablar un poquito acerca de la historia de Ahava de Yaakov.
You know, Yaakov, after he took the blessing from the brother.
Después de que Yaakov le quitó la braca a su aj.
He had to go away because his brother promised to kill him.
Él tuvo que irse porque su aj prometió matarlo.
And Rivka knew that Esav was going to kill Jacob.
Y Rivka sabía que Esaú quería matar a Jacob.
Because remember, he tried to kill him in the womb of the mother.
Porque acuérdense que él intentó matarlo en el seno de la ima.
And now he was really upset.
Y ya estaba realmente enojado.
And he was ready to do anything to take the life of Jacob.
Y estaba listo para quitarle la jaima a Jacob.
And Rebecca convinced Isaac.
Y Rebecca convenció a Yitzhak.
to send Jacob to Laban.
Que enviará a Jacob a Laban.
Or Bethuel.
A Bethuel.
You know, the family of Rebekah.
La familia de Rebekah.
And on his way going, on his journey,
y en camino,
he stopped at a place called Luz.
Él paró en un lugar llamado Luz.
That later on became Bethuel.
Que después
or Bethel.
Se llamó Bethel.
That means house of Yahweh.
Que quiere decir casa de Yahweh.
And there were 12 stones.
Y habían 12 piedras.
And he got one stone and made that stone to be his pillow.
Y consiguió una piedra y hizo que esa piedra fuera su almohada.
And he had a dream.
Y tuvo un sueño.
And he saw the messages going up and down in a ladder.
Y vio a los mensajeros subiendo y bajando una escalera.
And it was a very spiritual dream.
Y era un sueño muy espiritual, en Ruach.
And when he woke up,
y cuando se despertó,
he realized that that was not just any place.
Él se dio cuenta que ese no era un lugar cualquiera.
But that was the house of Yahweh.
Pero que era la casa de Yahweh.
And I'll not talk much about that because we had a study about this, about the temple man.
Y no voy a hablar mucho de eso porque ya estudiamos acerca de ello en el estudio que se llama El Templo del Hombre, El Hombre del Templo, perdón.
So when Jacob was laying there, it was the picture of the future temple that was going to be in that place.
Entonces al acostarse ahí Jacob, eso es una visión o una foto de el templo en el futuro.
And if you want, we can give it later on that study, okay?
Y si quieren ese estudio lo vamos a dar después.
Well, and then he went to that place and he found Rachel.
Entonces él fue a ese lugar y encontró a Raquel.
And she was how do you say
a shepherdess.
Lady shepherd. There we go. She was a lady shepherd.
Era una
Thank
pastora.
As many things that works was only for male.
Como vemos que ese trabajo era muchas veces solo para hombres.
But in that case, she was the shepherd female.
Pero en este caso ella era la pastora.
Not only her, but Laban, he only had daughters.
No solo ella, pero Laban solamente tenía hijas.
He didn't have sons.
No tenía hijos.
So he had to use the girls to do men stuff.
Así que él tenía que usar a las muchachas para que hicieran trabajo de hombres.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And he loved Rachel since the first time he saw her.
Y él apreció a Raquel desde el primer momento en que la vio.
And he decided to work how many years?
Seven
years.
Y él decidió trabajar 7 años.
In order to marry her.
Para poder casarse con ella.
And he did. He worked hard 7 years.
Y sí lo hizo. Trabajó duro 7 años.
And when the time came, they gave him Leah, the older sister.
Pero cuando llegó el tiempo, le dieron a Leah, la ajot mayor.
With the weak eye.
Con el ojo débil.
But Leah was a blessing.
Pero Leah era una braca.
Even though he got the wrong one, but he got a blessed one.
A pesar de que le tocó la equivocada, pero le tocó una con braca.
How many children Leah had?
Six.
Six?
Leah so tuvo seis.
Half
hijos.
Of the 12.
La mitad de los 12.
So she was a really a blessing for him.
Así que realmente ella fue una braca para él.
But anyway, Laban, he was a crooked man.
Pero de todos modos, Laban era un hombre torcido.
Everything for him was about money.
Todo para él se trataba de money.
He was a witch doctor.
Era un brujo.
Everybody in town knew him.
Todo el mundo en el pueblo lo conocía.
And Jacob, he knew that he was a crooked man.
Y Jacob sabía que era un hombre chueco.
And of course, he knew that he was going to try to do something to deceive him.
Y por supuesto, él sabía que él iba a hacer algo para engañarlo.
And before, you know, he got married.
Y antes de casarse,
he told Rachel, he combined with Rachel the word she would speak to him.
Él habló con Raquel las palabras que él le iba a hablar.
And when the day came, of course he asked her, what is it the key word?
Y por supuesto, cuando vino el Yom, él le preguntó, ¿cuál es la palabra clave?
And Leah told him.
Y Lea le dijo.
Because Rachel told Leah.
Porque Raquel le dijo a Lea.
Because for Rachel was, even though she loved Yaakov, but was not fair to see her sister in shame.
Porque ella, a pesar de que apreciaba mucho a Jacob, no quería ver a su ajot en vergüenza.
And for Laban, of course, he knew that Jacob would work more. 7 years for free.
Y para Labán, mejor, porque él sabía que Jacob iba a trabajar 7 años más gratis.
And in the morning, when he woke up,
y en la mañana cuando se levantó,
what a surprise.
¡Qué sorpresa!
It was not Rachel.
No era Raquel.
It was Leah.
Era Lea.
Man, you wake up, you thinking that you are with somebody,
imagínese,
and you are somebody else.
Se despierta pensando que está con alguien, pero está con alguien más.
Oh, that was scary.
Eso era horrible.
But he went to Laban to complain.
Pero él fue con Labán a quejarse.
Why you did that to me?
¿Por qué me hiciste eso?
Why you deceived me?
¿Por qué me engañaste?
And Laban said, hey, I didn't deceive you. That's the way it is. We give the older first and then the younger.
Y Labán dijo, yo no te engañé. Eso es lo que nosotros hacemos. Damos primero a la mayor y luego a la menor.
And he accepted. He went to Leah. Hey, why you deceived me? Why you lied?
Y lo aceptó y luego se fue con Lea y dijo, ¿por qué me engañaste? ¿Por qué me mentiste?
And she said, like husband, like wife.
Y ella dijo, como esposo, como esposa.
You deceive your father, and now I deceive you.
Tú le engañaste a tu abba y ya te estoy engañando yo a ti.
That's typical for later. You did that, I did that too. Okay. But anyway, he agreed to work 7 more years.
Pero de todos modos, él estuvo de acuerdo en trabajar 7 años más.
And finally he got married to the one he really loved, Rachel.
Y finalmente se casó con la que realmente quería, Raquel.
And now Leah was very kind of oppressed because she thought, now he'll forget about me.
Y Lea ya estaba oprimida porque dijo, ya se va a olvidar de mí.
Because he loves Rachel.
Porque él aprecia a Raquel.
And then she prayed for Yahweh to give her a son.
Y luego entonces ella oró para que Yahweh le diera un hijo.
And she conceived the first son that was Reuben.
Y dio, concibió el primer hijo que era Reuben.
And we have him here.
Y aquí lo tenemos.
Oh, my eggs very well.
And in fact, he's the eldest here.
Y es más,
there you go.
El mayor aquí.
Where is my paper here? Okay, so let's go there to Bereshit, chapter 29.
Vamos a Bereshit, capítulo 29.
Verse 30.
Versículo 30.
29:30.
And he also went to Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served Laban still another 7 years. And Yahweh saw that Leah was unloved, and he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, for Yahweh has looked on my affliction, because now my husband is going to love me. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, because Yahweh has heard that I am unloved, he gave me this son too.
Amen. You can stop them.
y se llegó igual a Raquel y la apreció igual más que a Lea y sirvió a Labán aún otros 7 años. Y vio Yahweh que Lea era menospreciada y le dio hijos, pero Raquel era estéril. Y concibió Lea y dio a luz un hijo y llamó su nombre Rubén, porque dijo, ha mirado Yahweh mi aflicción, por tanto me apreciará mi marido. Concibió otra vez y dio a luz un hijo y dijo, por cuanto oyó Yahweh que yo era menospreciada, me ha dado igual este y llamó su nombre Shimeon.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So now I'm going to give you the names of the 12 tribes.
Entonces ya les voy a dar los nombres de las 12 tribus.
And its meaning.
Y sus significados.
Okay, so the first, and you know, at home you can read the whole chapter 29 and you understand it better, okay?
Y en su casa pueden ustedes leer el capítulo entero 29 para entenderlo mejor.
So the firstborn was Reuben.
Así que el primogénito era Rubén.
And the meaning is Yahweh has seen my affliction.
Y el significado es Yahweh ha visto mi aflicción.
And it's also composed of 2 words.
Y se compone de 2 palabras.
Reu and Ven.
Reu y Ven.
Meaning, see the difference between my son and my father-in-law, son Esau.
Que significa, ve la diferencia entre mi hijo y el primogénito de mi suegro, Esaú.
Would you say that again? The difference
of my son and my father-in-law, son Esau. Esau. Because no, Esau was the firstborn, but he was evil. And Reuben was a righteous man. And note that all tribes, they were named by the mothers.
Y noten que todas las 12 tribus fueron nombrados por sus imot, sus mamás.
And the names reflect the character and deeds.
Y los nombres reflejan el carácter y los hechos.
Okay, the second one was Shimeon.
El segundo era Shimeon.
And means Yahweh has heard that I am hated.
¿Qué quiere decir? Yahweh ha oído que soy odiada.
And it also means hearing.
Que igual quiere decir escuchar, oír.
If you don't get it now, you know, after the service you can always ask me. I have hidden notes I can give to you.
Si no lo consiguen todo, después del servicio se los puedo dar.
And probably you fix yourself in one of these tribes.
Y posiblemente usted se vea, se identifique con una de estas tribus.
Okay, the Levi.
Levi.
It means his descendants will be awarded by Yahweh.
¿Qué quiere decir? Su descendencia será premiada por Yahweh.
And it also means an attachment.
Que igual quiere decir una yunta.
The fourth one was Yahuda.
El cuarto era Yahuda.
You know what it means, huh?
Ya saben lo que quiere decir, ¿no?
Praise Yahweh.
Adorado sea Yahweh.
The fifth one was Dan.
El quinto era Dan.
And means Yahweh judge me.
¿Qué quiere decir? Yahweh me juzgue.
Or justice.
O justicia. Mishpat.
The sixth one was Naphtali.
El sexto era Naphtali.
And means I offered Yahweh prayers.
¿Qué quiere decir? Yo le ofrecí a Yahweh oraciones.
And it also means wrestling.
Y que igual quiere decir luchar.
And Naphtali was a son who was diligently in the Torah study.
Y Naphtali era un hijo que diligentemente estudiaba la Torah.
So if you have a son that he likes to study the Torah diligently, he might be from Naphtali.
Así que si usted tiene un hijo que estudia la Torah diligentemente, posiblemente él sea de la tribu de Naphtali.
And the seventh one was Gad.
Y el séptimo era Gad.
That means good luck came to the world.
¿Qué quiere decir?
Tov Lako.
La braca vino al mundo.
Por. Like Yom Kippur, poor. And it means lack of fortune.
¿Qué quiere decir?
Yeah. Poor. There we go, Albert. Poor. Use the Hebrew poor.
O braca.
Yom Kippur. Oh, no, not Yom Kippur, Purim.
Porción.
La porción.
No Purim. What happened Purim? Day of?
Of lots.
Question. Yeah, lots. Luck. So Purim. It means Purim in fortune. That's why they say that to offer sacrifice to the Elohim of fortune. And then that's why in the American bill they say in God we trust. In other words, in fortune we trust.
Entonces por ahí viene el dicho de que en God confiamos, en Dios confiamos, porque se relaciona a esto, que confían en la fortuna.
So they don't want me, Yahweh, they mean the fortune.
Entonces ellos no se refieren a Yahweh, sino que se refieren a fortuna.
Then the eighth one was Asher.
Y el octavo era Asher.
And it means fortunate is the one who has a son such as this one.
Y quiere decir, Baruch es aquel que tiene un hijo como este.
Wow. Yes. And it also means happy.
Y igual quiere decir alegre.
If you are happy, and clap your hands. Okay, what's the next one? What's the number?
Nine.
Yitzhakar.
Yitzhakar.
It means Yahweh has rewarded me.
¿Qué quiere decir? Yahweh me ha premiado.
For having given my maid to my husband.
Por haberle dado mi sierva a mi esposo.
And Yitzhakar devoted his entire life to the Torah study.
Yitzhakar le dio toda su vida al estudio de la Torah.
And it also means reward.
Igual quiere decir recompensa.
Zebulon, number 10.
Número 10, Zebulon.
From now on, my husband's home will be with me.
De este momento en adelante, mi esposo vivirá conmigo.
Since I have as many children as all his other wives together.
Ya que tengo tantos hijos como todas sus esposas juntas.
Wow.
And it also means dwelling.
Y quiere igual decir morar.
And this tribe is mostly the business people.
Y esta tribu es por la mayor parte gente de negocios.
And what they would do, they would support his brother Yitzhakar, who has occupied with the Torah.
Y lo que hacían era ayudar a su aj Yitzhakar, quien se ocupaba de la Torah.
So if you have a business, maybe you are from this tribe, Zebulon.
Así que si usted tiene un negocio, posiblemente usted sea de esta tribu, Zebulon.
Yosef.
Yahosef.
No, not you, this one. You see, we have Reuben, we have Joseph here. Okay, may the last be added to from me.
May
the last be added.
Que el menor sea agregado. A mí.
So it also means to add.
Que igual quiere decir agregar.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And there is one very important thing about Yosef.
Y hay una cosa muy importante acerca de Yosef.
When Jacob had Joseph, he decided to go to to the Holy Land, to the Promised Land.
Cuando Jacob tuvo a Yosef, él decidió irse a la Eretz Prometida.
He decided to go back.
Él decidió regresarse.
And Laban asked him, why just now you want to leave?
¿Cómo es que ya en este momento te quieres ir?
Because he knew that his brother Esau wanted to kill him.
Porque él sabía que su aj, Esaú, quería matarlo.
But he understood that Yosef was the one going to defeat Esau.
Pero él entendió que ya Joseph era el que iba a derrotar a Esau.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Was not through any other children brought to Yosef.
No era a través de ninguno de los otros hijos, sino que a través de Yahoseph.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Who's Yosef?
¿Quién es Yahoseph?
Yosef is Ephraim.
Yahoseph es Ephraim.
And it's also known as Israel.
Que igual se conoce como Israel.
If you talk about Joseph, you're talking about the 10 tribes.
Si usted habla de Joseph, está hablando de las 10 tribus.
So the one that will defeat Esau is not the Jews.
Así que los que van a derrotar a Esau no son los Yahudim.
But it's us.
Pero que, sino que somos nosotros.
Because we are Joseph.
Porque nosotros somos Joseph.
And we came to this world for this purpose, to defeat Esau.
Y nosotros vinimos al mundo para este propósito, para derrotar a Esau.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Yes, Yana.
There's a prophecy, I think it's Hosea.
Hay una profecía, creo que está en Oseas.
It says that in the latter days, Yahoseph.
Que dice que en los últimos Yamim Yahoseph.
Will be like fire.
Va a ser como el fuego.
And Esau, Edom, will be like dry stubble.
Sure.
Y que Yahoseph va a ser como el fuego y Esaú va a ser como
la estopa.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real nice with that.
That's
porque
right.
Estopa mm-hmm. muy top con eso.
It's always he's just like the straw, the hell, and Yosef is the fire on the hell, on the straw.
Entonces Esaú es como la estopa y Yahoseph es como el fuego en la estopa. Estopa.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. And they ask, for example, when Esau come to the other tribes.
Y preguntaron que cuando Esaú venga con las otras tribus.
And they ask him, why you try to kill your brother?
Y van a preguntar, ¿por qué intentaste matar a tu aj?
You make the same question to them.
Él va a hacerles las mismas, él va a decir la misma pregunta a ellos.
Why you try to kill Joseph?
¿Por qué intentaste matar a Joseph?
And they will remain silent.
Y se van a quedar callados.
But when he comes to Joseph,
pero cuando él venga a Joseph,
and Joseph asks him, why you try to kill your brother?
Y le pregunte, ¿por qué intentaste matar a tu aj?
He will remain silent.
Él se va a quedar callado.
Because Joseph will tell them, my brothers try to kill me.
Porque esa Joseph va a decirles, mis ajim trataron de matarme a mí.
Do you know what I did?
¿Saben lo que yo hice?
I use hesed, I use mercy, I use forgiveness towards them.
Yo usé hesed, compasión, perdón hacia ellos.
I was kind to them.
Yo fui compasivo con ellos.
Instead you wanted to kill them.
Pero ustedes en lugar quisieron matarlos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amén. The 12 we'll talk about next week.
El doceavo vamos a hablar acerca de él la próxima semana.
And also about all the there are so much to go.
Y de muchas otras cosas más que hay mucho que decir.
When Jacob became Israel.
Cuando Jacob se convirtió en Israel.
Oh, it's a lot to go.
Es mucho que
but
hablar.
We have time, don't
pero
we?
Tenemos tiempo, ¿no?
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.